This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. If I ask you brothers, there's a lot of space, can you please move forward? حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه, he said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. People used to ask Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about good, and I used to ask him about evil out of fear that it will overtake me. The evil act that we will be discussing today is called التطفيف. This act is so evil that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the surah named after it and started the surah by وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. So what is تطفيف؟ تطفيف إذا اشتريت تأخذ حقك كاملا وإذا بعت تعطي أقل. تطفيف is when you are on the receiving end, you demand your rights in full. And when you are in the giving end, you shortchange people and you cheat and you steal and you give less than what is required. This is tatfif. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, this was so prevalent in Medina before Islam, and that was one of the reasons that this surah was revealed. When this evil deed is practiced, it has punishment in the dunya and punishment in the akhirah. In the dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a very long hadith, وَلَمْ يَنْقُسُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانِ إِلَّا أُخِذُ بِالسِّنِينَ وَشِدَّةِ الْمَؤُونَ وَجَوْرِ السُّلْطَانِ عَلَيْهِمْ. When people start cheating in measures and weights, what happened? Famine will take place. غَلَاءِ الْمَعِيشَةِ, high prices, high cost of living, and oppressive rulers will rule them. This is the punishment in the dunya. And in the akhirah, just like the surah said, ويل للمطففين. ويل has two meanings. One meaning means a severe punishment. And the second meaning of ويل, it's a wadi in Jahannam. لو سيرت به جبال الأرض لذابت من حره. It's a pit in the hellfire. If all the mountains on earth are placed in it, they will melt out of the heat, the intensity of its heat. The word tafif by itself, it means minor, little. So if this is the punishment of the tafif, Can you imagine the cheating of the kathir and the kabir and the azim? If wail is for the mutaffif, what does the mutaffif? Let's give us some examples, Sheikh. Mutaffif is a person that he has a bag of sugar. It says on it 50 kilo, and he put 49, not 42. No, 49. And he sells it as if it's 50. A person ordered from you 5,000 pieces of something. You delivered 4,997 on purpose. A person who gets product from China made in Italy. A person who wants to sell his product and changes the expiration date. All this is tatfif. All this is tatfif. Now, the sin of tatfif is not restricted to measure and weight. It can be applied to all our life affairs. Its cancerous roots can invade every aspect of life, financial, economical, political, social, you name it. Anyone, what's the definition? Anyone who asks his rights in full and does not give his dues is falling into tatfif. So now is the question. هل أنت مطفف؟ Am I a mutaffif? Are you a mutaffif? Are you amongst the mutaffifin? Since this does not only apply to just measures and weights, lend me your ears and lend me your heart, my brothers and sisters. The husband that asks his wife for his rights, and he shows her a hadith, the angels are cursing you all night long, and he does not give his dues, he's a mutaffif. He's doing all his dues. And the wife is not giving him his rights, she's a mutaffifa. My brother, the husband, Rasulullah said, and the hadith is also in Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ ثَلَاثٍ عُقُوقِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ وَوَأْدِ الْبَنَاتِ وَمَنْعًا وَهَاتِ. Allah made three things haram. Disobedience specifically to the mothers and burying your daughter alive. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. And the third one, which is our topic, وَمَنْعًا وَهَاتِ. You do not give your dues and you ask for your rights. What's the hadith started with? حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. It's haram. My brother, Rasulullah ﷺ, just like you want to be the best in this dunya, in your job, in your where do you live, the car you drive, the house you live in. Similarly, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the best of you is the best to his wife. And my dear sister, the wife that demands her rights and she does not give her dues, you are a mutaffifa. You fall into the category of tatfif. A husband that is doing all that he's supposed to do and extra, and you still disobey him, you raise your voice, you disrespect him, you travel without his permission, you are a mutaffifa. Do not listen, my dear beloved sister, do not listen to the definition of who's the best wife from people. Listen to the definition of who's the best wife from the best of people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, ayyun nisa khayr. Who is the best wife? التي تسره إذا نظر إليها وتطيعه إذا أمرها ولا تخالفه في نفسها ولا في ماله بما يكره. يا رسول الله, who's the best of wives? She is the one who's giving the definition, my sister. The one who's giving the definition is the one that you love and you respect, is the one who is our guide to Jannah, is the one that you make dua that Allah will gather you with, is the one that you beg Allah to make you intercede for you. He's the one who's giving the definition, who's the best wife. The best wife is the one whom when her husband looks at her, she pleases him. She's always taking care of herself, inner and outside, inner, internal and external. When he obeys her, when he orders her, she obeys him. When he asks her for things to do, she says yes. Of course, لا طاعة في مخلوق في معصية الخالق. When he asks her for things that are not of disobedient to Allah. And She does not do anything with herself or with his wealth which he does not approve. This is the definition of who's the best wife from the best man ever created. Do not listen to the definition from social media and from CNN. So, my brother who fulfilled his wife's rights, this is the wife that you will deserve if you do your rights and you obey Allah Azza wa Jal in your wife. The employee who goes to work late and leaves early and during the whole work is playing on his phone. Anta mutaffif, you are a mutaffif. The teacher who comes to school not prepared, comes late and dismisses the children early and does not care about what she's doing or what he's doing. Anta mutaffif, and when the salary comes, if it's short $10, they go crazy. You ask for your rights and you do not give your dues. The parents who want and demand full respect from their children, and they do not teach them their deen. They do not take them to the masajid. They do not teach them salat. They do not teach them Arabic. And they want full respect from the children. And the children also who drained their parents from every speck of health and wealth. They drained their parents. And then in return, they raise their voices. They disrespect the parents. And they tell the parents, what have you done for me? You are a mutaffif. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. The mechanic who you go for one thing and he give you a list of 10 things that you do not need. He's a mutaffif. The taxi driver who takes the long route is a mutaffif. All these are mutaffifin. The contractor who signed the contract to fulfill 1, 2, 3, 4, and he does not, and he demands all his money, he's a mutaffif. And the guy who hires people, and he agrees with them that this job, I will pay you $1,000. And when they complete the job with perfection, he gives them 800. Come on, brother, we are Muslims. You are a mutaffif. You took the rights of that man. And not only you are a mutaffif, thalathatun ana khasmuhum yawm al-qiyamah. Allah said in the hadith al-Qudsi, there are three people, I am their opponent on the day of judgment. Who dares to have Allah, Malik yawm al-deen, his opponent on the day of judgment? Who? Liman al-mulku al-yawm? One of those three is a person who hired somebody and the person finished the job and he did not pay him. Allah is his opponent on the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, this is a very, very serious matter. And if you notice from these examples, and there's tons more, that you are one of the mutaffifin, beg Allah to forgive you and make tawbah and go back to Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ويل للمطففين. And there's a worst kind of tatfif, and that is the tatfif with Allah Azza wa Jal. I want oxygen. I want a good wife, a good spouse. I want great children. I want a good job, good home, good ride. I demand that from Allah, and I don't even pray. I don't even pray. I don't even pay my zakat in full. I've been qualified to go to Hajj for 10 years. Allah, keep delaying it. I do not take care of my parents. I heard of so many people that are in dire need of wealth, and I have it extra, and I do not help. And Ya Rab, and I got upset. Why Allah is doing this to me, Habibi? Are you fulfilling your rights? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, that Allah does not treat us the way we treat each other. Because if this is between two people, immediately everything will stop. If it was a person that's providing oxygen to me and I'm not giving him what he's asking for, immediately they will stop. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name is Al-Haleem. He keep postponing. This is the worst kind of tatfif. I ask for all this and how long does the salat take? My brother, how long does the salat take? My sister, 6 minutes, 7 minutes times five, 35 minutes out of 24 hours. You do not have 35 minutes for the one who gave you everything that you have. If someone approaches you and to marry your daughter and he does not pray, if he does not have khair la Allah, he's going to have khair to your daughter? He does not have khair to the one who gave him everything. He's going to honor your daughter? When I say pray, 5 days, five daily prayers on time. Because I made a mistake in the past and I said pray, and the brother told me when I come home from work, I pray them all together. And he thinks that he's praying. The shaitan came and told him, you are from the musallin. So this is the worst kind of tatfif, when I ask Allah and I enjoy what Allah is providing for me and I do not give 1% of my rights, of my dues. إِذَا كَانَ التَّطْفِيثِ بِحَقِّ الْبَشَرِ سَبَبْ هَلَاكِ الْإِنسَانِ فَكَيْفَ بِالتَّطْفِيثِ مَعْ خَالِقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the punishment of tatfif with people is wail, a wadi in Jahannam, how about the punishment with tatfif with the creator of the heavens and the earth? Why do we fall in tatfif? Why do we fall into this sin? Continue the ayat. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is exactly why we fall in tatfif, because we forgot that we will be standing in Allah, in front of Allah, and reporting to everything that we have done. Because we forgot. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. We are all in a room taking a test. Okay, and there's another room outside for the security watching everybody that is taking the test. And I am in that room, we're taking the test, and I'm cheating, and I'm taking my phone, and I'm looking, and I'm getting papers, and I'm asking questions. So the security in the other room is saying, don't they know that you're watching them? Doesn't he know when he comes out, Habibi, you were cheating. Don't you know that you are a mutaffif? I sent you a guy on Jum'ah to remind you of tatfif. Because we forgot that there is a day, nasu yawm al-hisab. We forgot that there is a day that we will report. So yalla, we're going. No problem. Allah ghafoor al-raheem. Be careful, ya akhi. In the same ayah, wa innahu lashadeedul iqab. And he is severe in punishment. My brothers and sisters, do not be fooled that your body parts are quiet right now. There will come a day that this hand that I type those ugly comments with, these eyes that I watch the haram with, Allah told me in the Quran in Surah Yasin, they will testify. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Allah told us we will seal their mouth and the hand will talk. Ya Allah, you used to do this and that with me. The feet, Ya Allah, used to go to haram places with me. The eyes, Ya Allah, used to watch haram with me. And so on. My brothers and sisters, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. I repeat again, if you are ever in a situation where you are demanding your rights and you're not giving your dues, you have fallen into tatfif. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please come out from the hallway and the two other rooms and fill up the main hall. If you see a spot in front of you, please fill it up. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Close the gaps. Sisters, do the same, please. Heels on the line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. Please, brothers and sisters, on your way out, donate as much as you can because you know this masjid operates on your donations. جزاكم الله خير.